Well, happy Thursday to you guys. Great morning it is. 2 minutes earlier than I was yesterday, 9:09 a.m. on this great cold Thursday morning. Hope you guys rested well. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to it because I have a busy day. And I know you do too. And I like to take as less time as I possibly can with you and your day. I just want to help you get your day started. And so today we are on day 6 with a journey of self-love. Hope you guys are enjoying writing in your book. In your journal, jotting down those emotions, those thoughts, those things that run through your mind, those private thoughts. Make sure you are writing those down because guess what? You're going to have something that you're going to be able to go back and revisit. And again, once a week, we will be going over maybe one of those days. And we're going to talk about what you wrote down. So today is day 6, and it simply says, do not fight. Don't fight. And we're going to talk about fighting. Let the angel of the Lord deal with them or that thing. Yeah. Let them fall in the very pit they have prepared for you. Yeah. Do not fight. Many of you don't know that in 2009, I was taken to jail for literally fighting. Yeah, third degree battery. You're looking at someone who was charged with third degree battery because of fighting. And I fought because that was my coping mechanism for people who would approach me in a manner, invade my space, threaten me. Yeah. And so that was physically. So in the natural, in the spirit, I'm solely telling you that you don't have to fight physically. Let the angel of the Lord deal with whatever you're fighting against, whomever you're fighting against. And so we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the spirit of wickedness. Yeah, you don't have to fight them. Hand them over to the one that can handle it for you. Okay. So God is always fighting on your behalf for you. What you need to know is the battle has already been won for you. So that fight, you don't have to fight. You don't have to fight. Fight it. Let them fall in the very pit they have prepared for you. They'll fall in it. Yeah. You're wrestling with something that you don't even have to toil with. You're up at night about something that you don't even have to deal with. The answers that you seek are found in complete silence. He will send signs to let you know that he is with you. He's always with you. You just need to cling to him. Do not fight. let the angel of the Lord deal with them. Let the angel of the Lord deal with that thing that you wrestle with. Let it go. How much faith do you have to allow him to handle the situation? Hand it over to the Creator. And let those who are against you, let them fall in the very pit that they have prepared for you. It is day 6 of 100 days of Why I Love Me. Make sure that you write down your thoughts, those private thoughts, what you really, really feel. I want you to dig deep and write your emotions on what you feel today, on today's devotion. What are your real thoughts? Be open, be clear, and write down where you are today. That battle has already been fought for you. Hope you guys have an amazing day. This is day 6 of a journey of self-love, 100 days of Why I Love Me. Be great.